Hey guys, welcome back to Let God Podcast. I'm Ayafa.
I'm Mary Hannah.
And I'm Winipa.
Yeah. And and today we're going to talk about music. We're going to try and make it different from the normal conversations that come up with Christians and music. So yeah, it should be an interesting conversation, but first we're going to start with a prayer.
Okay, let us pray. Lord, we just want to give you praise and honor your name for allowing us to see another week through and for allowing us to be here in your presence, talking about your holy word and the way that we should live our lives according to your will. Lord, we thank you because it's a privilege to be able to reach so many people and to be able to just know you and talk about you so freely, Lord. So we really want to give you thanks. Lord, I pray that our discussion this evening will be spirit-led and that you will convey through us the message that you want to reach your people, Lord. I pray that our bodies will be vessels for your Holy Spirit so that every word we speak will be edifying. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless all of those people who are listening. And as we come up to the festive period, Lord, I pray that you'll help us all to remember what Christmas is really about and the sacrifice that you made in sending your son to live among us, Lord. And we're so thankful and grateful for all that you are in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
To start the ball rolling with music, we're going to share our Spotify Wrapped. So it's our top artists and top songs. Do you want to go first, MH?
Okay, yeah, I don't mind going first. So my top artists, well, top five were Take, yes. He's a French artist. So yeah. And
then another guy. I really thought this whole time it was Tacy.
No, it's like Dyke. It's Dyke.
Dyke.
Yes. And then, well, my second is Alexis French, who's a pianist. Then Brandy, my homegirl, my queen. Then Sunday Service Choir, and obviously my OG CC Winans. My top songs. Ciao,
girl,
The first top one was Heartbreak Anniversary by Giveon, which is no adequate reflection of my actual life. The second was Need. I need to try to cover my throat. The second was Needy by Ariana Grande. The third was Triple Z by Aaron Ray. Fourth was Comblé Ça by Tyke. And fifth was La Mienne, also by Tyke. And I had 66,000 minutes, and my top genre was pop.
Okay, so if any of you guys know me, my Spotify Wrapped will be no surprise whatsoever. So my top artist, number one was Fred Hammond, obviously. Number two was Marvin Sapp. Number three was Pop Smoke, because I'm not even being funny. When he died, I really went through it. I was listening to pop, especially when his like posthumous album was released. I was streaming that. Number four was Kirk Franklin. And number five is Radical for Christ, which is Fred Hammond's band. So Fred Hammond was two of my top artists. My top song was Lord Your Grace by Fred Hammond, obviously. Next up was My Revival by Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. Next up was Dior by Pop Smoke. Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp, and My Testimony by Marvin Sapp. So no surprise whatsoever. And I was in the top 0.1% of Fred Hammond's listeners this year, up from the top 1% last year. So we on the way up, y'all.
My top artist, my number one was Labyrinth. Aww. And that's because I was streaming Euphoria. Yeah,
I've not seen that show to this day.
I was just streaming the score. It's very relaxing. That's why I used to revise during the summer, because the university made me have to do that. And I actually really like his songs.
He has a wonderful really voice. Very peaceful tone.
He's very talented.
And all of it is like different projects sound different, which I really love. And then my second is probably no surprise, Jacob Banks.
Jacob Banks.
Then third was Davido. I don't know how he got there.
Risky.
I know. Risky. It was risky.
Yeah. We used to listen to that every day. Fourth is Bethel Music.
Period.
And fifth was Wizkid, because of that album that he dropped.
True love. true love. That song. Mm.
Let me not talk to you, merch.
Let me not even start. It made me feel emotions. I'll put it that way.
And then my top songs was Pieces by Bethel.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Second was Heartbreak Anniversary. If you know my music playlist, I have a long heartbreak playlist and I love listening to it for fun. Oh. Just because.
Y'all need therapy.
Just because I will never feel heartbreak.
No, like, period.
Amen. So it's not my portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Emotions.
She said, I want to know what that feels like. Could never be me, though. Y'all be easy.
Y'all be easy. Y'all be safe.
And Collide by Tiana Major.
Oh, that song. Fave.
And then Thunderclouds by Sia and Labyrinth. And then Refiner.
Oh,
by Maverick City.
That is a, like, that is a song.
Sandwich with heartbreak in the middle.
So mine was just gospel with a bit of pop smoke, which basically just sums up my life, really.
I think that's pretty accurate, actually.
That's very accurate. Yes, ma'am. But yeah, since we've all mentioned a variety of different genres of artists, what do you guys think about whether Christians should be listening to non-Christian or, quote, secular music?
Well, I think from our rap, it's pretty evident that we do listen to secular music. So I think in our personal lives, at least, yeah, secular music isn't a no-go for me. I understand why people say that. But I feel personally in my life that it's the content of the music more than anything. And so I try to avoid things that have, like, super explicit stuff in it, just to protect my spirit more than anything. But that's my opinion.
I very much agree. I was raised on, like, gospel music, but, like, not English Yoruba gospel music. So I remember when I came to, like, the discos in, like, year 6 or something, I had to, like, actually listen to the radio to learn some of the songs. But I think it's just being careful what you feed your spirit, because there's some songs that will be like, some songs are secular, even sound Christian, like You Raise Me Up. Like, my mom will fight you if you tell her that song is not Christian. she loves that song.
That one.
But yeah, it's very much a conviction thing. Yeah. As that, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think for me, because y'all know my journey that I've been on, I actually only started listening to Christian music quite recently. I'd say maybe in the past 3 or 4 years. My Spotify Wrapped will tell you from the past few years, I was listening to all sorts. And, you know, I don't really hide that. But for me, I think the reason why I listen to so much gospel now is partly because I associate certain types of music with the person I used to be. So certain songs I know for me can conjure up memories or, like, invoke certain feelings that I don't really want to be having anymore at the current place that I am with Christ right now. So that's why I think it's definitely due to personal conviction, because I know for me the effect that music can have in my life. So I just choose to feed my spirit something I know is going to be more edifying. But I don't think that necessarily means, like, all Christian music is good, all non-Christian music is from the devil, you know what I mean? And I do still listen to non-Christian music. It just really depends on my moods throughout the day and what I want to listen to. You know, I really like smooth jazz a lot. I listen to that, and that's you know, neither Christian nor non-Christian, but I don't think because it's not explicitly gospel music that you shouldn't listen to it, for example. I think that the goal always in everything we do should be to try to strive to be more Christ-like. So I think if something you know is definitely leading your spirit in a different way, as certain music definitely has the potential to, then maybe avoid it.
So yeah, I definitely agree with what both of you have said. And in terms of, like, I said stuff about how I value the content, I think, more than anything. But do you think there's an importance in, like, distilling an artist's content from their persona, whether that's online or maybe, like, what they believe or how they lean politically or anything like that? Do you think that's important?
I think it's a difficult one, and to be honest, like, my answer is it depends on the artist and it depends on the difference, because, like, I can sit here and say I haven't listened to Redacted Kelly since, you know what I mean? Like, from time that I found out he was, you know, all his music block deleted, you know what I mean? Even if I hear it in a shop or something, I won't be singing along. And that's just because for me, I just can't. And it's weird because it's like, weird justifying why that is for certain people and not others. For example, like, Kanye West has done and said a lot of extremely crazy things, but at his latest gospel project banged, Sunday Service Choir slaps. Where do you draw the line? I think it's a really difficult one, especially because you can't know the character of every person whose music you listen to.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, definitely. And also, it's more difficult, especially, like, when there's collabs. So, like, for example, when Nikki collabed with Tasha Cobbs.
Tasha Cobbs, bro!
Because I serve a God who parted the Red Sea. Because me and all my angels shot the devil up.
Well, y'all was trying to pull me down. I leveled up.
Period!
And Snoop thingy, I think he collabed with, like, the Shirds.
Oh, Snoop made a whole gospel album. I can't lie, slapped hard.
And didn't it, wasn't it nominated for a Grammy at one point? I feel like it might have been when it came out.
It deserved it, for sure. There's one which is like, pain, pain, God knows about your pain. I said, yes, he does.
Yeah, and I think it's also, like, going back to, like, the secular music, Christian music, because I remember, like, listening to an artist and he was speaking and he was like, he said, I'm not a Christian artist, I'm an artist that's Christian.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So, I don't know. I just feel, I don't know how I feel, to be honest. But I know that there's certain, like, artists that if I, like, their lifestyle I don't agree with, so I just wouldn't listen to their songs. But that's, like, me not even having, like, I don't have the same attachment to, I guess, secular music as most people do, because I can actually, if someone said, like, don't listen to it again, I just wouldn't, because I didn't grow up on music like that. So
I definitely feel the same, especially since, like, now I, the majority of the music I listen to is gospel, just because I like how it sounds and I've found loads of different artists and stuff. So that's what most of my playlists are. So for me, if one day, like, you know when people are like, oh, Beyonce's in the Illuminati. If people told me stop listening to Beyonce, I'd be like, oh, okay. Ain't no problem. Like, yeah, I mean, like, it's not that deep to me. I think it can get deep when people, like, really idolize certain artists, or, like, if you're part of, like, if you're a barb or if you're part of the hive or whatever, then it could be a bit techie. But I just don't know if we should be glorifying anyone to that extent in life, period.
No, I completely agree. And I think for me, because I listen to, like, a lot of secular music, because, like, I think I value vocals and, like, the message more than anything. And so, like, for example, when I listen to a secular artist, as I emphasized, I'm relatively aware of their lifestyle. And I tend not to listen to people who I know, like, whether how they treat other people or how they regard certain topics, or, you know, just treat people in general, align with my own, alongside what the content of their music. But also, like, I just know what I'm expecting from a different artist, like, from different artists. Like, I'm not going to expect to listen to, I don't know, Pop Smoke, and it's going to be, like, super clean and just, like, a healthy, like, enjoyable, wholesome bop. Like, you're gonna hear about certain things and mannerisms, and you might even hear about a gun and somebody being shot and seeing the Lord.
So just, you will. You absolutely will.
So it's just, like, I know what to expect from different artists, whereas if I'm listening to someone like, I don't know, Mac Ayers or Jacob Banks. Yeah, Mary J. Blige. It's going to be wholesome old school tunes. If someone's like alternative R&B, it's just going to be something really soft and airy fairy. But, you know, I think it just, yeah, I know what to expect from the different artists I listen to. So it's just like, if I know this artist is on a specific wave, I'm like, their music is going to reflect that. And is that something I want to be feeding my soul with? But, you know, I say that, but then sometimes, listen here. Some people's music, let's just say it'd be slapping for all the wrong reasons, you know?
I feel for me, one thing, because I made a conscious effort to listen to less secular music when I was first trying to take my faith more seriously, because I was like, let me do a full body cleanse type thing. So I was like really on it at that point. But like one thing that I found quite helpful was finding gospel music. I don't mean like the genre gospel, but I guess music about the gospel that kind of is in other genres, so like gospel R&B and like if you know me, like early 2000s R&B is my thing, even though that wasn't reflected in my Spotify. I was quite surprised, but like finding artists like Virtue, Trinity, Men of Standard, like old school. I think that's why I love Fred Hammond so much as well, because like he did what he did in the 2000s and it was excellent. I think for me, finding music that kind of sounded like what I was audibly attracted to, but also was, you know, praising the Lord, was like a very happy medium for me. Yeah. So I think, yeah. And that's another thing, actually. What do you guys think about, because certain churches and certain individuals actually believe that it's not just the content of the music, but the sound of it. Like certain people don't agree with drums in church. Certain churches only do hymns and not other types of worship music. Mary Hannah said, no ma'am. She said, no ma'am. What do you guys think of that? Even just the types of music, like whether we should have like Christian rock in church. I know that one's going to hit close to home.
I understand, and I've heard it as like principles of like drums so that you don't overpower the singing. And I think because like harps and strings were mentioned in the Bible, like in Psalms, so they're saying like you should restrict it to that type of instrument. But I think that God gave us gifts and talents for a reason, and that everything we have is basically to glorify him. So the instruments on earth, the time when you should be using it to glorify God, like why would you stop someone from doing that? Also, like each church has their own doctrine and philosophy. But personally, I don't feel drums and all these instruments as a distraction. So yeah. But then I also, like you said about the like different types of like genres, and if their gifts is in the type of music, like there's country gospel, there's rock gospel, as long as they're glorifying God. Like some people change what's called, I'm a Christian, saved, forgiven.
It's a TikTok, like
changing secular songs to Christian songs, and they'll sing it in church. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Child, but that's just corny to me. I'm so sorry. You would just be there going, I'm a Christian in church. I would just be laughing. I would just
be
laughing.
Because in the back of your head, you'll be singing the real
one.
I would
say it. You know? Yeah, I definitely agree with everything you just said, I am fair. And I feel like as well, like, I just feel like as Christians, we're meant to be a positive light and reflect God's character in every sphere of life that we come across. So it's like, why would we let drums be used only for non-godly things, quote unquote, if they're not being allowed within the sphere of worship? I also feel like for me, music is a big part of how I really connect with God and the Holy Spirit. And for me, like if the praise and worship is not really slapping right, I'm just not really feeling it too much, you know what I mean? I feel like every person connects with God in different ways, so I think to kind of compartmentalize what is spiritual and what is not, when spirituality is a very individual thing, is like very somehow. And I'm sure MH will touch on this because she's knowledgeable, she reads and stuff, but also the argument about, oh, we shouldn't use drums because of African, you know, spirituality, summoning spirits and whatnot. Firstly, problematic. You know what, MH, you even get into it, because I don't even have the vocab to articulate why I think that's an issue.
I think it's the first thing that is sort of worrying, I think, about this whole concept of like drums invoking like spirits or being linked strictly to African spirituality, and even like, you know, old conversations of like certain genres being the devil's music. I think that was sort of like popular within like Black church circles to say like rap is the devil's music in like the early 2000s and things like that. I think one, it's anti-Black, and one, it's very much colonial Christianity, And the third thing is that it does not, I think it's quite disrespectful to the brilliance of our creator, God, because we see scripture work through one civilization, the Israelite people. But the whole point of Christ was that he reconciled all of us, Israelite and Gentile, to the Father. In the Old Testament, when God created the Tower of Babel, the story of the Tower of Babel, in which people were given various tongues, language. That is essentially the basis. Yeah, languages. That's essentially the basis of the cultures that we enjoy today. So I think God enjoys variety of culture, and to say that there's only one right way to praise God, to I think is sort of, is wrong. Yeah, so I just think, like, drums and everything, it's always your intention. I think, like, if you're trying to invoke spirits in a church setting, we will know, like, it's not going to be...
We will see the fire come down.
Like, it's not going to be like, oh, no, like, did they invoke a spirit? Did they not? Like, it's going to be pretty self-evident. You know people by their fruits, not just by what they say. So I think that's the most important thing. And, like, yeah, as IMFA said, like, there's country gospel and there's rock gospel. And I think there's space to glorify God in everything if you put your intention in glorifying God. If you don't, then it becomes a little bit more polemical, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's so important, like, to just highlight the thing about intention, because I just think it's weird to say that playing drums is, like, inherently demonic, but if it's not my intention to conjure spirits or demons or whatever, like, what's the 411? And I think, like, God definitely values our intentions in everything we do, and I think God is so merciful that as long as you're going to him with the right heart and right approach, like, your worship is going to be acceptable in his sight. And I just think it's like sometimes, you know, it could come to the end of days and we realize, like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have been using certain instruments. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, I just feel like if you did something wrong without knowing anyways, you know, I feel like we consider God too harshly. I feel like his character is so loving, and I just feel like he smiles and he's like, oh wow, look at these humans using the tools they have to, like, praise my name, you know what I mean? Like, how great that is. But he's like, wow, like, that's really so great, you know? So I think, and I also feel like having multiple different genres of Christian music is a way of reaching different people, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you see it with, like, Christian drill, also, like, Christian rap, like, people like no further questions, Your Honor. opinions are varied. I have a personal opinion about it, but, you know, it's reaching people whether we personally vibe with it or not.
I agree.
I think, though, the thing about music genres, I think, is that genre is a relatively new concept, one. Mm-hmm. And I think that the whole, even Spotify rap showed that, like, what even is a genre? Everyone was getting stuff like, you listen to 520 new genres. I was like, aren't there like 12?
520? No, for real. I thought it was like 3. Pop, rock, polka dot.
No, really. So it's just like the whole concept of genre is just a bit of a novel concept. And it's just like, if we use that logic, there's probably almost no genre that didn't have pagan origins. Like, the whole gospel music is not about the contents of the song. That's why you can have Nick Jonas doing his song Jealous with his little black choir. Literally, that's a gospel choir.
No, for real, it slaps harder than the original.
It does, it really does.
Even the claps, I can feel it.
No, because if you even deep it, like, is jealousy not something that is spoken against in the Ten Commandments?
It's advice.
Thou shalt not covet their neighbor's property.
They even changed the lyrics.
They did, you're so crazy beautiful, instead of...
You're so crazy beautiful.
And do they say it's something hellish about hellish in the song? Anyway, they didn't do that neither.
They didn't do it.
So yeah, because even gospel, because I recently learned this from watching Voices of Fire on Netflix, which is amazing. It's the best reality show I've watched. It's so good. The auditions will have you pull in that stank face, because the vocals, there were certain times I was like... for the vocals. But I recently learned that the difference between gospel choirs and other choirs is that they only have soprano, alto, and tenor. Oh, I didn't know that they didn't have bass. Apparently that's what makes the gospel sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know much about music, so that's no surprise.
No, for real. We need Quake on this show, first and foremost. We do. Shout out to Quakes. I was just going to say also, that's so true what you said about genres being new and like a weird concept as well, because like it's like sometimes it even comes down to like the speed of the beat, what differentiates like grime from drill and stuff like that. And like on Spotify, my top genre was supposedly pop, but I don't
literally same
really consider the music I listen to be, unless Fred Hammond is now a pop star.
But then pop allegedly means just popular music. Popular. So it's just stuff that was trending. So that doesn't make sense because you're trending.
Everyone's be pop then.
No, for real. Fred Hammond was trending in certain circles.
Mm.
So he was certainly trending in my life.
I don't know, Wagwan. So yeah, it's just really one of those.
And like going back to what Mary Hannah said about like helping it reach people. I was listening to, like, I've heard loads of testimonies of where, like, their friends recommended them, like, certain music, and then that's how they actually want to learn more about Christ. Because all you're doing, if it's, like, the same genre, is swapping out the content. And then the continuous hearing of, like, godly content will make people actually look up the lyrics and then look up where all of this comes from, so it can, it has really helped people to come to Christ as well.
Exactly. I feel music was a really big part of my journey as well, because I didn't really used to read the Bible too much, but there were gospel songs, like you learn lyrics of songs really quickly, and there's gospel songs I knew like the words to just because I really liked them, and then later reading the Bible was like, bro, like I already knew this from this song, you know. Like, not just to like, because you lot just think I'm just a Fred Hammond stan, but genuinely he's so good at this. Like, he has a whole album, I've forgotten the name of it, but like all the songs are like different psalms or whatever. And that's where you have the songs like God is my refuge and my strength, like no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Wow, that is a song.
And I just feel like, oh, that is a song. Oh, let me not even start, child. Let me not even start.
So there's one thing about listening to it. But what about like attending concerts or like, because I feel like we talked about Afro Nation on our live, our first ever live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, someone asked us when we go to Afro Nation. I said, absolutely.
We whispered, absolutely.
No, I said, yes, I would. I would be there.
Definitely.
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie to you. The way I would be doing YouTube tutorials so I could be doing footwork on the sands. No, but imagine hearing Jollof on the Jet live. You think I would scream?
Like
you don't like that song.
Who was this by? I've not heard
Cuppy.
Cuppy. Oh yeah, Pasty Jollof. Jollof.
DJ Cuppy.
The Pasty Jollof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I do not listen
that
to
that. Is the song. That one
even it's just so good. It's so good. I love it. But yeah, what do you guys think about live music? Okay, so we've established you would see us at Afro Nation. But what do you guys think about live music in general? Have you been to any concerts?
Have I? Yes. Actually, the only concerts I've been to have been Christian, actually, funnily
yeah, same.
Enough.
Oh. There you guys go, making me look like a heathen again on this podcast.
No, but
who have you been
you've
to
seen
see?
Icons. You've seen Icons.
I have.
I saw Lecrae, who's a Christian rapper, like
oh,
2 years ago
I love
in London.
Lecrae.
It was actually crazy because it was the week where it snowed and like there was no school. And my sister and I were like, we're still going to London. So we like took the train and everything in the middle of the snow. And it was incredible though. It was lots of fun. It was actually lots of fun. It just made us feel like we were in Atlanta. And then I saw someone that was like a little gospel country artist when I was like 12 years old when I lived in Atlanta. And that's it. Who else?
What were they called?
Seen? They're called Jimmy Grace. She's just a cute little like country girl.
Oh, Jamie Gray.
Yeah, and her sister's like Morgan Harper Nichols, who does like all the little
oh,
cute
I love
poetry
her.
Stuff. Yes,
that's such
so
an American
cutie.
Name. Morgan
she's
Harper Nichols. How about you? Who have you seen?
I haven't been seen like anyone. Well, I've seen like the British ones, like Called Out Music.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Emmanuel
I really
Smith.
Want to see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of those.
Oh, did you say Emmanuel
Smith? Yeah.
Oh, I love his song. Coming up to where you are. Is that him? Yeah, that's lit.
Who else?
I'm trying to think, but I'm like, I don't really actually didn't go to concerts like that.
Yeah, it's just like the like classic.
No, you guys went to Strawberries and Cream. You've seen a few people like that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Exposes, why don't you?
And we went to Jesus at IFL. We saw what is that little white band? I don't know what they were called, but we saw one little white band that were really doing what they needed to do.
Example? Was it them?
I don't know. But I just
Example is one man.
No, it was a band. No,
I swear it was.
Is it Clean Bandit or something?
The headliner.
I don't know, but I remember.
I
almost died.
You guys had Becky G.
We had Becky G, and I knew one song from an advert or something. It was Child Never Again. Anyways,
why was she even in Europe? Why was she in Europe?
Isn't she British?
No, Becky G. No. She's Mexican. I'm pretty sure. Gomez.
Was it like, even Becky G?
Girl,
she's blown. Not Becky G. Not that one that did something about 4th of July. Not that one.
It's Becky G's a Latina. Of
something about showers or something.
Yes, I know the song you're talking about.
Not her. Oh, I don't even know
singing
who it was.
Singing in the mirror, dancing in the mirror, singing in the shower is Becky G.
No, it wasn't her. It was a blonde woman. a white British.
Rita Ora?
No. No, because sources only recently revealed that Rita Ora is white. No, oh, that's really gonna bother me.
Anyway, they've seen something.
It's definitely
concert.
Becky something. Becky Hill.
You've seen some
I do not
concert.
Know. Sorry to that woman. Anyways, she provided a show. So I've seen One Direction.
Oh,
I used to
I
be
would
a big
pay
like,
money
boy
to
band
see One
fangirl.
Direction.
I was front row as well. Like it was, and this was in the Zayn days. This was when Zayn was still there. So I had the full experience. I've been to see 5 Seconds of Summer like twice. I've been to see Justin Bieber, Beyonce. I went to see the Kooks, if any of you guys know them. That was my indie days.
Becky Hill was the lady who came, so you were right. Becky Hill.
Becky Hill, yes. I've seen Becky Hill by default. And Strawberries and Cream, who was there? Like, Young T and Bugsy. Steph London.
You saw Mahalia, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mahalia. And someone who was released from prison. You remember that? We were shouting to free that guy, and then he came on stage.
I did not shout.
I shouted, free him. I said, three in pen.
I said, is he a murderer first?
I said, we don't ask, we just free him.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I also saw J. Cole. That was probably the best show of my life. It was very like, it was very like conscious rap. Very bad. He came out in like a prison onesie, and it was just like the stage was like prison bars behind him, and it was just like the spotlight on him. And it was when For Your Eyes Only just came out, and it was very chef's kiss.
Oh wow, that's pretty fun.
But if you guys could see one artist live, maybe one gospel and one non-gospel artist live.
I can't do that. That's too. I have so many people I have to see live. Just for the vibes. Yeah, because like I remember I was in when I was in high school, one of my friends was like, yeah, my mom saw Michael Jackson when he came to London when she was like in her 20s. And I was like, imagine that. Like you imagine saw that. Michael Jackson. So I'm just like, who are the Michael Jacksons of our generation? So like I don't want to miss out on that. Like even if I don't listen to their music that much, just be able to be like, oh, I saw, I don't know, Beyonce live. Like that's a show that you will never regret going to see.
No, for real. Even though I don't listen to Beyonce that much, that was like an out-of-body experience. It was crazy. It was ridiculous.
So, I don't know. Who would you guys choose?
There's too many in terms of gospel for me. Because I would love to see someone like Sean C. Johnson. He does like gospel neo-soul and it's literally perfection.
Yeah, it's really good.
Perfection. And then, obviously, you know me, I need to see Fred Hammond at least once. Kirk Franklin, oh my days.
Oh my
a
gosh.
Kirk Franklin show would be insane.
He'd really put on a performance too, hopping around that stage.
Did you see when he mixed Melodies from Heaven with Crush on You by Lil' Kim? I said a genius.
I didn't see
it. I said a genius. Also, it would be so cool to go to a Sunday service choir show, just out in the wilderness somewhere.
That's a bit scary to me.
I would love it. Just there with my bare feet.
I think it'd be so much fun.
Yeah, same.
I think gospel, I would want to get... I like the like big choir thing. So like someone like Kirk Franklin, Donald Lawrence.
Oh, Donald Lawrence. Slap.
Oh, my days. That'd be
expeditiously. Kirk Carr.
Mm. Oh, Kirk Carr. If it's one thing he's going to do, it's put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And then like non-gospel... Oh, it would have to be Jacob Banks.
Mm. His would be amazing. That would be an incredible. I think I cried the whole
concert.
Just
him live would be insane. It's the vocals,
for real.
Mm. Yeah.
That's one thing, though. Can I be real honest? The gospel singers, I can trust their vocals because, you know, like, they do the live shows all the time. Their choirs, like, if you mess up in a choir, people are going to, like, if the choir's not good, people are going to know. Whereas secular artists who are singular, they be sounding one type of way in the studio. Live, it's a different story. I said, I don't want my money to be wasted. Like, I love the album, but your live voice, less.
I don't need it. Keep it. I'm okay.
I'm so all I think right. That's kind of tricky for me. I think I'd rather swap out just two gospel acts than one gospel, one secular. Oh, apart from seeing like Beyonce or something.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so much fun.
I just feel like I just, to be honest with you, I need to just go to an Afro Nation type thing where there's lots of artists. Because for me, it's more like there's no like secular artists who I'm like that enough of a big fan of. Like, I know loads of your repertoire.
Yeah, literally.
Unless maybe like Nicki. I think I would enjoy a Nicki show.
Mrs. Petty.
Just Mrs. Petty. Just for her expressions alone. Imagine seeing her in real life, like, let me get this straight. Wait, I'm the rookie?
Oh my goodness.
But like something like Afro Nation or like Strawberries and Cream is good for just like, you just hear them do like one or two songs that you
know. The ones that everybody
like,
knows, yeah.
You don't need to be proving that you're a super fan and like... singing everything. No, sorry.
I agree, actually. That'd be quite good. Maybe you will see Let God Podcast at Afro Nation 2022. Who knows? But if you see
and if you do, you didn't.
Keep your mouth shut.
If you see me there, no, you didn't.
You didn't see me.
Face your front. Sincerely, management.
So we hope you guys have enjoyed this conversation about music and genres and concerts and just... got to thinking a little bit about how music plays a role in your life. And I guess just like looking to the new year, everyone likes to start with like new, what you call it, resolutions or things they want to do. So maybe that's exploring more genres or putting more gospel or more like spiritually edifying things on your musical repertoire, whatever it is. But yeah, we hope you guys have enjoyed it. As usual, please follow us on our socials at Let God Podcast. Hopefully by the time this is coming out. What date is it on Thursday? I need to look at my calendar. It's
the 17th.
17th. Yes. So at the point of the release of this episode, we still have 2 days-ish left of our Christmas giveaway. We are very excited. We really put our foot in the IGTV video, so please go watch it, IGTV. But yes, all the rules are on our Instagram. You can win a Millie's Cookie Cake, a journal, and a 50-pound Visa gift card, which is essentially just cash. And that's for one winner. So if you're interested in winning any of those prizes, please check out our Instagram. Fill out our Google Doc form for requests for the new year and things like that. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.